Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a glorious day. Hey, I want to talk to you today about a topic that came up from a man I met when I was out preaching. Let me give you the title and I'll explain it. Adam and Eve were not clothed in light. Adam and Eve were not clothed in light. Yeah, there's this false teaching. It's been going around for centuries. And I want to expose it here and explain it to you so you're not caught up by it. It's this idea that Adam and Eve were originally created and clothed in light with garments before the fall of mankind. Have you ever heard about this? I've heard it numerous times, decided to do a teaching on it because this man that I was talking to on the phone, we met him on out street preaching, and then we started talking on the phone and he started bringing this heretical teaching, had to correct him on it, and so I want to inform all of you about it as well. Being the Bereans that we are, let's ask, knowing that God's word is our truth, what verse in the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve were clothed in light for garments? Actually, if you study, you'll find there's not one verse that says this. And it's been handed down by false teachers and scripture twisters over the centuries. We'll get to who they are in a little bit. First, let's go to our source of truth, the Holy Scriptures, the eternal Word of God. Now, in the account of Adam and Eve, there is not one mention of light around them as clothing. How do I know this? Well, because we trust in and we believe in God's Word. Amen? Let's read it. Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. This is before the fall of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. So before the fall, Adam and Eve are naked. And this word in Hebrew is aram aram, and it means partially or totally naked, right? Now, since we know God created them naked, then later, after they fell, they were convicted, they tried to make their own apron clothing, but God corrected that clothing in Genesis 3:21, and he covered man in a tunic robe-like garment. He made the first animal blood sacrifice, an archetype of Jesus Christ. How glorious, right? So we can rightly say that they were indeed naked because they acted to clothe themselves. Now, if we read the Genesis account of man's creation, there's nothing to tell us they were covered in light. Nothing at all. They were naked. So then we have the fall of man. And here's what we learn after the fall. Genesis 3:7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Remember, we just talked about that. Here, the word naked in the Hebrew is a little bit different. It's aram, aram with an E, E-Y-R-O-M, E-R-O-M. Excuse me, E-Y-R-O-M, E-R-O-M. It means nakedness or nudity. So real close, just a little bit different Hebrew word. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, okay? These false teachers that are pushing this false theology that Adam and Eve were clothed in light, they say those two different Hebrew words mean that they were partially dressed as they had light on, and then later after they fell, they were totally naked after the fall of mankind, so it's a different word. So you think, well, that sounds plausible, maybe, right? But let's go, again, to the eternal Word of God for truth, and let's test this, right? So if we look at other words naked in the Old Testament, we see Micah chapter 1, verse 8. Therefore I will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked, and will make a wailing like the dragons and mourning as owls. Here, the word that Micah uses is the same word, aram, aram, naked, that we see about Adam and Eve before the fall. It's the same word. Now, people will say, you may say, well, Maybe that's because he had some clothing on, so it's a partial nakedness, as these false teachers claim. All right, let's go one deeper. Let's see what Job had to say about his birth. Ready? Job chapter 1, verse 21. And he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. And the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." So here Job tells us about his birth. He was born well after the fall of man, and he uses the same exact Hebrew word that was used in Genesis 2, Aram, Aram, meaning naked. I think everybody would agree that Job was not born with light. He was not born with clothing on. He was born fully naked as a little child, like all of us were. So that fits perfectly with what I'm telling you, that Adam and Eve did not have on light. They were naked before the fall. So once again, this theology fails. Job was born naked, same word. Adam and Eve are naked before the fall of mankind. So it doesn't work whatsoever, and so we can refute that. Now, you may be saying, well, where does this idea of light as clothing even come from? Yeah, let's get there. These false scripture-twisting heretical teachers have gone to Psalm 104, verses 1 and 2, and they really made up their own theology. Let me read it to you. Psalm 104, verse 1 and 2. "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain." All right? So it talks about light as a garment. Now, because this psalm says that, they read into it, well, man was made in the image of God, so man must have been clothed in light as a garment. Well, there's two main flaws to this idea. Let me cover them for you, and we'll refute that as well. Number one, the psalm writer is using metaphoric language. I just did a teaching on this. That's describing something that can't be applicable. All right? It's exaggerated speech just to make a point. See, if you believe man had light on his clothing because of Psalm 104, then they must also go to the Psalms and assume that man had wings. Psalm 17:8. "Keep me as the apple of thy eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings." Did man have wings on too when he was created? No, I don't think so. How about this one? Or man might have been part building structure. Psalm 18:2. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress." That's like a building, right? "My deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, my horn of salvation, my high tower." So man must have been like a fortress and a high tower as well before the fall. No, that doesn't work. That's metaphoric speech, right? Or how about this one? "Man must have been part plant before the fall." Why do you say that? Why would I say that? John 15:5. "I'm the vine, ye are the branches," Jesus said. So if we're like God, we must have been part plant. Hey, maybe man was part bakery too, because Jesus is the bread of life. Yeah, that's stretching it. You see how foolish this becomes when you don't understand metaphoric speech. And unless you understand how to rightly divide the word and truth via the Spirit, you get all twisted into bad theology. Number two, their theology and their idea doesn't work because God is a spirit. John 4 tells us that. Jesus said it. So he has no body. So we know he has no real garment in which the psalm that we're talking about actually means a robe. Yeah. It means a robe. So God doesn't even have a body with which to have a garment on. It's all metaphoric language. Look up my article on metaphoric language that will help you understand how God's word speaks to us. Now, moving on, before we get to who actually propagated this lie, I have a real nail in the coffin for this false theology. Ready? So if Adam and Eve are without sin and they had light on for clothing, right? Jesus, born and lived for 33 years without any sin. He was perfect. He must have been wrapped in light fur garment. Consider that. The Bible says he was just a plain man. He had no light for clothing. In fact, he wore a robe and a tunic, and they stripped him at the cross, didn't they? Yeah, they did. No light for a garment for our Lord and Savior, even though he was perfect and sinless and God himself. He was just wearing a robe or a tunic because he was fully man and he was also fully God. So that pretty much destroys this false teaching of mankind being wrapped in light. Finally, you're going to ask, well, where did this all originate from? Who came up with this? Well, I think it has a lot of different origins and no one can know for sure, but the best I can tell is it has two main sources that I read about. Ancient Jewish mysticism, which has all kinds of crazy extra-biblical ideas, and Ellen White, false prophetess of Seventh-day Adventism, pushed it as well. Both of these are well known for their heretical false teaching, false doctrine. So we shouldn't be surprised. That's where this wrapped in light theology comes from. Once again, I think I've clearly proven when you leave good study habits, when you use eisegesis, I'm going to make the Bible say what I want it to say, versus exegesis, exiting the truth that God wants us to hear, you end up in a clear ditch of heresy and false teaching. Saints, when you read the Word of God, ask the Father for truth. Never read into it what you want it to say. Go to the Bible to exit the truth that God wants you to know. Doesn't that make sense? That's why he gave it to us. So it will be our guide, our doctrine, our instruction. Then, and only then, can you walk in the light of his truth. And I don't mean clothing as a garment of light. No, I mean walking in the light of his truth means keeping his ways, keeping his commandments, seeking the kingdom of God. Adam and Eve were not clothed in garments of light. They were naked. They then fell into sin. They tried to cover their bodies. God had to do it for them. We still dress according to what God established way back then if we want to be biblical. I hope that helps you see how these false teachings can be propagated, and people today, like this man I just met, are still passing it on without good Bible study to test it. Hey, go to the gospel. Make sure you're born of Jesus Christ by his shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, repentance from the world, your ways, false man-made religion, and false theology like this. Be born again by the Spirit of God. Then obey God in holiness and obedience. Enduring in the faith. That's the gospel. Ask the Father for the truth. He will show it to you via the Spirit and his word. Let me know how I can help you in that. Go to don'tperish.com. Also go to the teaching blog. Thousands of articles for you. Sister blogs, videos, audios, pointing you to the truth of God, exposing the heresy, preaching Christ crucified. Also traveling the country, lifting up our glorious Savior. I hope that's been edifying to you. Adam and Eve were not clothed in light. They were naked. We wear clothes today because we fell into sin. God clothed us. You can look up our articles on that. Don't be led astray by these false teachers. Hey, this has been Brother James. We love you all. Till I come to you again next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.